早上好。
For the fathers, 父亲节快乐。Okay, that's my Chinese lesson for the day. I'd like to start off with a tribute to fathers in a special way. And I have shared this story with some of the mothers before.
今天我要跟大家分享一个故事，过去我也曾经用这个故事跟几个母亲分享过关于父亲的一个故事。
It's a scene out of the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
是一部电影，应该是叫做《我的希腊婚礼》这部电影的一个情节。
Testing. Okay. Now, in this movie, now some of you I know already know what I'm going to say, but don't share it with the person beside you.
可能有些人已经听过了，你可以稍微忍耐一下，不要告诉。
This is a wife who provides a description for her husband as the head of the household.
在这个电影里头，她的有个妻子呢，她是以这个家里的头来形容她的父亲这个丈夫。
She says to her friends, "The husband may be the head of the household."
虽然他是这个家的整个头
，but the wife is the neck.
但是妻子呢是头下面的这个脖子这个部分。
And she turns him wherever she needs to.
所以呢，她可以随意的控制这个头往哪里去转。
And I would like to add to this, the children are the feet.
我自己个人认为，家里面的孩子呢是这个家里面的脚。
Because they keep us running around after them.
因为孩子们让父母东奔西忙，到处的奔跑。
In all seriousness, for fathers, these things.These relationships are labors of love.
不过我们事实上来说的话，父母亲为孩子所做的一切都是出于爱的。
And today we're talking about a father's love, since today is Father's Day.
今天我们要跟大家分享父亲的爱。
Now this was a special day set aside over 100 years ago.
大概在一百年前，开始了这个庆祝的节日。
The day was set aside by a daughter.To honor her father.
为的是要纪念她的父亲，一个女儿，她为了要纪念她的父亲。
And this is because he had to raise 6 children on his own when his wife died.
因为这个父亲独立抚养了六个孩子长大成人，在他的妻子过世之后。
For raising 6 children as a single father, I think he deserves special honor.
的确是非常的不容易，一个单亲父亲单亲爸爸抚养六个小孩。
Now, our example today for us as Christians is, of course, taken from God as our Heavenly Father.
对我们基督徒来讲呢，我们的天父也是就是我们在天上的父亲。
Because God our Father is the author of all love.
因为我们在天上的父是创始成终的那一位，教导我们关于爱的那一位。
So, from our scripture today, we will see how with God's love,
我们今天要看的很多经节里头会让我们阐明神的爱是什么样的爱。
Could you put up the PowerPoint? The one that says the Father's love. There's a PowerPoint on the desktop. Yes.、Mm-hmm. Not this one, a different one. It says the Father's love up there. Maybe, is Jerry here? Is on there? Maybe you can help him with that. Thank you. Anyway, we're going to see 3 things up there. You're going to see pictures of fathers in different situations.
将会看到一些父亲在不同的情况下的一些照片。
And if you have your Bibles, someone open their Bibles to Psalm 1:1.
我们可以翻到诗篇第一章第一节。
Now I can read the English up here, but I can't read the Chinese. I'm sorry. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. And then I'm going to skip some. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
Amen. And that's a godly father there. And we'll see what God shows us about his love and what he shows us regarding these fathers. God himself provides the example.
我们在这段经文里头看到神的爱是这样子的爱，然后呢，神自己也作为我们的一个榜样。
And we will find that God's love knows no limits.
我们也会发现神的爱是没有止境的。
And finally, as we read our scripture, we'll see that God's love is poured out to the family of God in Christ.
而且神的爱呢，像神的家，就是我们的教会，是无限量的，赐给大家的。
Now why is all of this important?
这些对我们来讲是为什么很重要呢？
Because as fathers, we want to make sure we are making a positive difference in our families' lives.
因为身为一个家的父亲，我们总是希望我们在家里头能够有一股正面的影响力。
I mean, wouldn't it be great when you have to stand before God and He says, "What kind of father were you?"
是何等的美好！当我们回到天家的时候，我们站在神的面前，神对我们说：“你是一个这样子的父亲。”
Wouldn't it be great then if our children and if our wives can say, "Ah, God, He was the perfect example of love to our family."
当我们的妻子还有我们的孩子在上帝的面前为我们做见证，说他是一个完美的父亲的时候，是何等一个美好的事情。
Now who wants to be that kind of father?
All
father's hands should go up now.
这样的父亲呢
？Let me tell you, wife and kids, want your hands to go up now, okay? That's what we're supposed to be, an example of God the Father's love.
我们身为父亲，在家庭里头就该借着我们的表现来彰显神的爱。
We're supposed to be that example to our children and to our wives.
我们应该在自己的孩童还有自己的妻子面前向他们展现神的爱。
Let us pray and read our text together.
我们一同来祷告。
Father, we're grateful we have this opportunity to study your word.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天有这个机会来学习你的话语。
Help us to do this faithfully and with open hearts.
帮助我们打开我们的心。
And may your Holy Spirit guide us into all truth.
求你的圣灵引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
请打开约翰一书三章一节。
If you have your Bibles with you, open them to that place so that you can read more as we go through the message.
可以将你的圣经停留在这一段章节，我们会有很多的经文在这里。
But if we don't, it's a very short verse that's up there on the screen. We'll read the English first and then the Chinese. Let's read it together.How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Okay, in Chinese.
行，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，世人。
Okay, next slide. Yeah, next slide.All right, now, what we have here in this one simple verse is that the Apostle John is writing to fellow believers. He's writing to fathers and their children.
这是当时使徒约翰特别写给当时的基督徒，特别是针对父亲所写的。
Now, what he wants to do is to encourage them in their faith and communicate to them the importance of loving each other.
他鼓励当时的基督徒父亲们做一个敬虔的父亲。
He wants the fathers to stand up against false teachers and false beliefs that would deceive them.
他期许当时的父亲能够站秉持真理站起来，对那些错误的教导做反驳。
And then afterwards, the Apostle John wants to remind believers how much they and their families have been loved by God to be born into His family.
而使徒约翰也借着这段经文提醒当时的父亲。能够明白神是怎么样的爱他以及他的家人。
Let's go to our next slide. So our first point is this. God himself takes the initiative. He provides the godly example of a father's love.
我们今天所要讨论的第一点就是是神先爱了我们，我们才有能力去爱别人。
In the very beginning of the verse, what does it say? It says, how great is the love of the Father.
在经文里头我们读到了神赐给我们的是何等的慈爱。
God is identified as the Father, and the verse says His love, which comes from Him, is great.
而经文里头也提醒我们，神给我们的爱是何等的伟大。
Now there are many verses in the Bible that explain exactly what this means.
在圣经里头有很多的经文能够清楚的向我们解释这些神的爱是什么样的意义。
Okay, I don't have the verses on the screen, but in John 15:13, it starts off with, Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
举例来说，在约翰福音十五章三节里头提到，没有爱比这个更伟大，朋友为他的人为他的朋友舍命。
This means that you lay down your life for your family.
这就象征着父亲为他的儿女还有他的家庭舍命。
In 1 John, verses 3, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, this is how we know what love is.
在约翰一书三章十六节里头也提到因此我们就明白了神的爱。
And then in John chapter 3 verse 16,
接着在约翰福音三章十六节里头也提到。
What does it say?
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Yes.
信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Amen. That's the way to love. Except I didn't hear the English part. All I heard was Chinese out there. For God so loved the world. Very good. Thank you. That's right. God so loved the world. The key thing here is that there were no reasons for the love that God gave us except for His grace.
在这里头有一个大家必须去留意的重点，就是我们要注意到神是白白的没有条件的把这个爱赐给我们，因为他的慈爱。
He simply chose to love us.
他就是为了要爱我们而爱我们。
While we were still sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神就选择了来爱我们。
You'll see this in second chapter of Romans.
我们可以在罗马书第二章里头看到。
Now as fathers in the same way we are asked to take the initiative with our children and our wives. And when we feel that they are not being very loving, to love them anyway.
对我们的父亲来说，我们就应该效法神的榜样。当我们看自己的家人不是很可爱的时候呢，我们仍然要为了爱他们而爱他们。
We have to choose to pour out our Father's love to them.
我们必须要像耶稣选择爱我们一样来爱他们。
Now here's the hard thing for fathers.
对父亲来讲有一个困难的地方。
In today's society, that often means that it is more important for you to pour out your heart than your pocketbook.
对现在的这个现今的社会的父亲来说呢，往往比较困难的部分就是怎么把我们的全心全人为我们的家庭摆上，而不是光给他们财富上或者是物质上的需求。
I have been where a lot of you fathers are.
我曾经经历过我们现在在座的很多父亲现在正在经历的事情。
I used to travel a lot.
我以前因为工作常常旅行。
I would work very hard.
我非常的投身于我的工作当中。
I wanted to provide a good home for my family.
因为我想要给他们最好的。
But you know what? My family, if you ask them what was the worst year of their lives,
如果你问我的家人，在他们生命当中最糟糕的几年是哪几年呢？
They would tell you it was the year our father made more money than he's ever made in his entire life.
他们会告诉你，就是我赚钱赚的最多的那几年是最难过的几年。
And I gave them great presents. I gave my wife emeralds and diamonds, and I gave my kids great trips.
我给他们很多很多好的礼物，给我的妻子买翡翠啊，给她买钻石啊。
But they would say, "Dad, we just wanted you."
他们会告诉我说，我们就想要你跟我们在一起。
Fathers, think about that.
我们在座的父亲，我们可以一同来思想这个问题。
Hearts and relationships.Before pocketbook.
我们的心还有我们跟家人建立关系永远是在给他们一些物质上的享受之前。
And instead of playing, letting them play with the Xbox, let them play soccer or take a hike with you.
你可以让他们自己在那里玩Xbox, 或者是你可以陪他们一起出去。
And instead of having your wife cook dinner sometimes, say, honey, you don't have to do that tonight. I will...Make dinner and I will do the dishes.
或者是偶尔帮你的妻子做一顿饭，帮她洗一些碗盘。
Wives, you owe me for that one.
妻子们。
Oh, now let's look at Jesus' example. Besides giving his life as an atonement for sin, Jesus invested himself in relationships.
而耶稣除了为我们舍命之外呢，他自己也非常致力于跟他的当时的使徒建立关系。
He mentored his disciples so they would understand the will of God.
他非常的用心的教导当时的使徒，使他们能够明白神的旨意。
He wanted them to understand the laws of God and the kingdom of God.
他们希望他们能够明白天国的意义。
And this is what God also wants fathers to do for their children today as a great example of their love for them.
这也是神为给我们父亲们的心意，希望我们能够教导我们的孩子认识天国，认识神。
The Bible says the father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him.
我们可以在这里看到，义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子也必因他欢喜。
Now you know how that happens. Let's go to the next slide.
我们在下一个段落，我们就可以看到。
You just have to be extravagant in your love.
你就是要赐给他们丰富而无条件的爱。
God's love knows no limits.
神的爱完全没有止境。
In our verse of scripture, it describes it as being lavish.
神的爱在经文里头是用白白的赏赐给我们，丰富的赏赐给我们，这样子的一个字来形容。
That means extravagant, to give without limit.
就是完全毫无止境的把爱给我们。
You know, in the youth group meeting on Friday night, I asked the kids a question.
在星期五的时候，我问了我们的青少年团契一个问题。
I said, have you ever showed your parents how much you love them and just did all kinds of things on Saturday for chores that would scare them? And did all kinds of errands and chores on Saturday that would scare their parents. Do work around the house that would scare their parents.
没听懂。你有没有试着去取悦你的父亲，就是父母亲，就是做很多很多的家务事。
Okay, I asked them, I said, what would happen if you, on a Saturday, were to get up before your parents, fix breakfast for them, do the laundry, and wash the cars?
你有没有试着在星期六早上非常早就起床，把碗盘给洗好了，把衣服给洗好了，还帮你的爸爸把车洗好了。
They would wonder if you were still their child.
他们会以为你是不是他们的孩子。
And in the same way, what would happen, fathers, if you were to say to your wives, you know, this week I'm going to take a day off, and I'm going to do all the things in the house that you would normally do.
如果有一天我们在座的父亲跟他的妻子说，那今天我要放假一天，我要帮你把所有家里的事情都打理好。
Your wife would be so scared, she'd think you were sick.
她会觉得你的脑袋大概有问题。
Oh, but they would know that that was extravagant love.
但是这些事情就彰显了我们这里所提到的这样无私的。
And that's what God's love is. It means when God's love is extravagant, it means He gives us anything to accomplish His purposes in Christ. But as long as we have faith.
只要我们凭着信心来到神的面前，我们就能够这样子来行。
The Bible says faith. Okay, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and faith practicing the word of God.
圣经里头提到，听道来行道来自于听道。
This is the only way we understand what He is doing, and then when He increases our faith, we can be lavish about how we serve Him.
这就是唯一我们能够用来实践我们所听到的一个方式。
In 1 John verses, in 1 John chapter 3 verse 22, for those of you who still have your Bibles open to 1 John.
在约翰一书三章二十二节里头提到。
The way God looks at this, He says, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask because we obey Him and do the things that please Him.
我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着。因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
Now Jesus showed his disciples what extravagant love meant.
耶稣自己也向他们亲身的示范了无私的丰富的爱。
What kind of miracles did Jesus do?
耶稣行过哪些神迹呢？
Resurrection, that's a big miracle.
复活。
Yes, he also healed the sick, right?
他也医治那些生病的人。
He fed the hungry.
他给那些饥饿的人。
He explained to them things they never knew about God's word.
他们也向他们展现神。
He proclaimed the gospel.
他也向他们传福音。
And then he sent his disciples out to do the exact same thing.
而后他将他的使徒差派出去，叫他们做同样的事情。
And they were so amazed at how extravagant God's love was.
当时的世界对神这样子的爱都感到非常的
神奇。
They said to Jesus, even the demons and the evil spirits obey us when we use your name.
他们甚至于回来之后跟耶稣说，我们奉你的名，连魔鬼都听我们的。
And that's out of Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 18.
这是在路加福音十章12到18节里头所提到的。
Now the point here is this, fathers, this is what your priority should be.
对我们的父亲来讲，我们现在就来看看我们的行事的，我们做事的时候，我们的优先顺序是怎么样。
The church is here to support you, but God expects you to be this example.
我们的教会在后面支持你，但是呢，神希望你能够做一个榜样。
He expects you to take the leadership and teach your children and your wives, your families these things.
他希望你亲身的以身作则来教导你的孩子还有你的家庭这些耶稣所教导我们的。
God wants your family to see you in prayer.
神希望你在你的家人面前做一个代祷者。
He wants your family to see you in acts of mercy, trying to heal your community.
他也希望你能够在你的家人面前带头去关心去帮助那些有需要的人。
He wants you to be an example of sharing the gospel.
他也希望你能够做传福音的榜样。
How else will your children know that it's important to do that?
除此之外还有什么方式能够让你的孩子更知道更清楚地明白我们应该做这些事呢？
And he wants you to teach your childrenHow to love their future spouses.
他也愿意你在家里设立一个榜样，让你知道，让你的孩子知道，将来你要怎么样的去敬爱你的妻子或者是你的先生。
And by the time you finish doing all of that,
当我们都遵行神的这些命令以后呢，
you will have taught your family how to love God.
你就要帮助你的家人明白怎么样来爱神。
There's a story that's told.In Spain, of a father and son that didn't get along.
在西班牙有一个故事里头，就是提到一个爸爸跟他的父亲，一个儿子跟父亲处的关系不太好。
The son ran away, and the father tried to find him, and he couldn't. So finally, he put an ad in the newspaper.
这个儿子离家出走，然后爸爸非常的焦急的找他。后来在报纸里头刊登了一个广告。
This is what the ad read.
广告是这样子说的。
Dear Paco.Meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon on Saturday.
亲爱的 Paco, 请你呢在星期天早中午十二点跟我在这个报社的前面会面。
This is like a prodigal son. All is forgiven. I love you, your father.
所有你做的事情我都原谅你，我爱你，你的父亲。
What do you think happened?
你觉得会怎么结局呢？
Whole bunch of Pacos, 800 Pacos showed up. 800 Pacos showed up.
有人说会有800多个Paco 通通都出现。
And they were looking for only one thing, forgiveness and love from their fathers.
而这些人呢，他们可能都同样的是要寻得到他父亲的原谅，还有爱。
Your stories don't have to end like this.
对我们来讲呢，我们不一定要有同样的经历。
You don't have to wait for 800 Pacos to show up.
你不需要从800个人里头去找你自己的孩子。
And so today we're going to hear from fathers who would dedicate their time to ensure their stories with their families will be happy ones.
我们希望我们今天能够见到很多的父亲能够将他的时间分享给他花注在他的家庭还有孩子身上。
Up here, besides setting the example,for your family in prayer and Bible study and telling them that you love them.
在这里我们可以看到花时间跟你的家人多读圣经一起祷告。
Fathers, remember to listen to your children and actually talk to them.
父亲们要记得用心地听你们的孩子所要说的话并且常常跟他们沟通。
Communicate with them.
常常听他们说话跟他一起沟通。
Relate to them.
跟他们建立一个良好的关系。
And eventually you will really understand it.
这样子做的话呢，你一定会能够对他有很深的了解。
And then finally, let's go to the next slide. Here's the objective. God's love is poured out graciously towards His family in Christ.
对于神的家庭来讲呢，神的爱是非常丰富的赐给他们。
Okay, this is all about being called the children of God and making sure your family members are called children of God.
父亲们要记得帮助你的孩子们了解，我们是称我们的在天上的神是我们的天父。
Now in the Old Testament, what was the sign in the Old Testament that you were a part of the family of God?
在旧约里头有一个象征着你是神的家中的一份子的，是什么样的一个象征呢？
It was a sign God gave to people. You know what that was? It was circumcision.
在旧约里头行割礼就象征着你是已经成为神的家中的一部分了。
Okay, and it happened 8 days after birth.
就在出生之后八天就要为他们的孩子行割礼。
And then today God has still given a sign to people to let them know that you are part of the family of God.
今天神也给我们这样的一个礼仪。
And it's a continuation of that covenant sign in the Old Testament of circumcision.
是旧约的这样子的一个象征的一个延续，在我们今天新约的时代。
Except today it's called baptism.
今天我们称它为洗礼。
Guess what? Baptism has nothing to do with the altering of your physical appearance or the washing of water over your body.
洗礼并不代表。
Baptism has nothing to do, really, with what happened with circumcision or with the way you're immersed in the water.
跟我们在旧约里头的割礼，或者是我们现在在新约里头的这个洗礼，没有什么太直接的关系，是吗？
What baptism really shows people? Baptism shows people that your heart has been transformed by God and is still being transformed by God.
洗礼是象征着我们已经成为一个新造的人，并且不断的在神里头被更新。
It was that way in the Old Testament with circumcision. Circumcision was supposed to be of the heart.
对旧约来讲，他们行的是一个礼仪，是行的是割礼。但是割礼真正的意思是我们的心必须受割礼，成为一个全新的人。
And baptism today is not a water thing; it's a heart thing.
所以洗礼并不是一个很单纯。很象征性的事情，它是一个有真实意义的事。
That's why baptism is for new believers. It's a sign that they have accepted Christ and their hearts are being transformed by God.
因此，洗礼是一个当一个人他接受神做他的救主之后，一个对世人还有对自己对神的一个宣誓。
And that's why baptism can also be for babies.
所以我们也会有婴儿洗。
Is to demonstrate that they are part of the covenant family of God, and God's desire for them is to transform their lives.
借此来显明，他们从此以后成为家里的一部分。神也希望他们的生命能够将来，渐渐的能够更多的与神在一起。
Now, at this church, OCECC, we baptize children until they are 2 years old.
在我们教会里头，我们是到了孩子两岁的时候给他们行洗礼。
And after that,
两岁以前。
Okay, and after that, parents are allowed to dedicate their children.
在这之前呢，父母可以将他们的孩子奉献给神。
And this dedication indicates the parents' intention to raise their children in the nurture and fear of the Lord.
而这样子的一个奉献礼，就象征着父母的心志，要将他们的孩子献在神的面前，并且按着神的教导来教养他们的孩子。
And they are to do this until, guess what? They have accepted Christ, and their hearts have been transformed.
他们要不断的如此行，一直到这个孩子他自己下了一个决定，愿意成为基督徒。
Fathers, the objective is still the same, regardless of whether it's baptism or dedication.
对我们的父亲来讲，不管是洗礼或者是奉献礼，我们的用意就是这样子。
You want God to be able to say to you on that day in heaven.
你希望在神。我们去见神的时候，神能够对你说
：“Well done, Father。”
你做得很好。
You have presented your kids before me, and they are trained, and they have beared fruit as disciples.
你将你的孩子献给我，而他们自己的生命也结出了圣灵的果子。
That's the goal.
这就是我们的目标。
And the last slide. Just remember these things.
请记得这一些。
Remember that God Himself takes the initiative and provides the example of love. Remember to love your Love your family with your heart before you love them with your pocketbook.
我们今天所学的三个重点，第一个就是神先爱了我们，而神的爱呢是毫无止境的，而且神对那些爱他的人是无白白的、无条件的把爱赐给他们。
Remember that God's love knows no limits, and so your love should know no limit for your family. It should be extravagant.
记得要效法神赐给我们的爱是毫无完全无止境的，我们对家里的爱也是应该是这样子的。
If fathers learn to do this with their priorities and time and the way they relate to their families, it will make all the difference in the world.
若我们的父亲能够在安排他的时间作息的时候，将这样的原则应用在起帐的时候。
And finally, God's love is poured out graciously towards His family in Christ.
而神的爱是丰丰富富的赐给他神的家庭，就是我们的教会。
Remember, it's important to understand your role in including your children in the family of God.
要记得，我们的世界里头，我们的父亲里的整个世界里头是包含了你的家庭，还有神的家庭。
Fathers, you are the priests and the prophets for your family.
你是你家里的祭司和先知。
The final verse here says, "The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son or daughter delights in them."
箴言二十三章二十四节，义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子也必因他欢喜。
May your children delight in you. May you delight in them. And just like for mothers, fathers, may your children rise up one day and call you blessed and say before God, "That's my father."
愿我们在座的父亲都能够以自己的孩子为荣，孩子也能够以你为乐，并且像箴言里头所提到的，你的孩子都要起来称颂说，我的父亲是得福的。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的丰富的话语。
Thank you for your extravagant love.
谢谢你毫无止境、无私的爱。
May they be examples for us as fathers, and may we treat our families the same way.
求你帮助我们的父亲能够在家里设立榜样。
And may many be blessed because of it.
让很多人因此而蒙福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。